Now, for years, we've been told to finish an entire course of antibiotics if we're ill and we need to take them. And even if we do start to feel better, you're advised to keep taking them in order to reduce the risk of antibiotic resistance. There is, however, a new school of thought on this. A group of medical experts have been examining the issue and taking a long, hard look at whether or not this long-held belief could, in fact, be dangerous. To tell us more, Integrative GP Dr. Joe Kosterich joins us now. Joe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Deb.
Tell us about this research, because it came out of a medical paper, didn't it?
Yes, yeah. And to be honest, this is probably about the third time in the last 5 to 7 years that this sort of work has come up. And I'm not quite sure why, but it's not quite yet gained traction. Like a lot of things in medical science, what we believe today is not necessarily what we believed 10 or 20 or 50 years ago, because our understanding evolves. When antibiotics first became available, I suppose when penicillin was, if you like, discovered in the 40s, it was the famous silver bullet, and we sort of thought we'd conquered, as humans, that we'd conquered the world. Bacteria have probably been around longer than humans, and they probably do that by being able to survive. Mm. And bacteria, if they're exposed to antibiotics, can develop resistance. So the bacteria that aren't killed by the antibiotic are able to multiply, and some of their competition, which is the bacteria that are killed by the antibiotic, are moved out of the way. It was always felt that if we didn't finish a course, that we might actually increase the resistance of bacteria to antibiotics because we haven't really knocked them out sufficiently. And I think that was a reasonable belief when we didn't maybe know as much as we know today. What we now know is that it's the exact opposite, that the more we expose bacteria to antibiotics, the better their chances are of developing resistance. And those bacteria that develop resistance have a competitive advantage against those that are susceptible to antibiotics, so they're more likely to multiply. So, in fact, we don't want to use any more antibiotic than is absolutely necessary. It's reaching a little bit of a crunch point because we are starting to run out of effective antibiotics for superbugs. Now, we hear about this from time to time, and I'm not sure it's as much doom and gloom as portrayed, but what we've learned is that the bacteria are a bit smarter than we gave them credit for, and they've adapted. So we really want to be keeping antibiotics, number one, only for bacterial illnesses. So if you have a cold or a flu or any sort of virus, you don't need an antibiotic. But we only need to treat infections until you've gotten better. So if you've got a 7-day course and you're better after 3 days, we don't need to finish it just because it's a 7-day course.
So is that what we should be doing? Because I thought that this was basically just a bit of a think piece, looking at perhaps whether or not the full course of antibiotics should be as long as it is. Are you advising patients then that once they feel better to stop taking the antibiotics?
I mean, look, each person has to discuss their circumstances with their GP, because people's individual circumstances vary. But this report and this advisory, and this is in the BMJ or the British Medical Journal, so it's a pretty high-powered publication, is now the third time that really the advisory is we probably don't need to finish a course, we just need to take it until we're better. But I've got to emphasise that if you're a person who's otherwise fit, well and healthy and has a bit of bronchitis and you get better quicker, your situation is different to if you're a person who perhaps has kidney disease, diabetes, underlying heart problems, and you get a secondary infection. So each case is different, and you need to chat about it with your doctor. But the general advice, and this is what's come from the BMJ, is that we need to rethink, and rather just assume that we have to finish the course, in fact, we can probably generally stop them when we're better, unless there's a reason not to.
And do you think that doctors are heeding the advice about antibiotics and being, not as free as they have been in the past in prescribing them?
Yeah, different figures seem to come out every week and they're contradictory. I read a thing just yesterday, Deb, that showed that the children in their first year of life in Australia are something like 100% more likely than babies in Switzerland to have already had a course of antibiotics.
Wow.
There are two drivers. One is doctor behaviour, and doctors are often concerned that they don't want to miss something or find that a child has a more serious illness that hasn't been treated. There is also consumer pressure and sometimes an expectation that an antibiotic should be prescribed. Mm. So I think there's learnings from both sides, and I think both sides are starting to get it. We're certainly more advanced than we were a decade ago.
Yeah, thankfully. Well, as you say, hopefully we can get on the same page and use the antibiotics the way they should be used rather than helping these super bugs, the nasties, as it were. Joe, always good to talk. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Deb.
Dr. Joe Kosterich there, integrative GP. And yeah, it is interesting. You do have to be really mindful of antibiotics because they can't help everything. They're not the magic bullet, as it were.